Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
If it's not a hell yes, well, it's a hell no. It means that you have to check their work before investing with them. Are they someone that other people have worked with before? Check with your other passive investors, aka people just like you, and go with your guts. Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve. Welcome back to Cashflow Multipliers. If you're here today, there are a few safe assumptions we can make about you. One, you're on a mission to change your financial future. Two, you're curious about this whole apartment syndication thing and want to know more. Or three, your friend sent you this and asking if you know anyone in investing and you have WTF written across your face. Totally understandable.
Today's episode is all about having the right team by your side when it comes to your success. A team you can trust that has your back and is willing to go all in with apartment syndication. If you think the most important part of investment is the deal or the return itself, spoiler alert, you're wrong. The most important piece is having the right apartment deal sponsor team to invest with. In 3 years, we have invested in 22 apartment complexes as passive investors in apartment syndication. Yes, that's a lot. And yes, we're still recovering.
What we have learned is you have to think of your sponsor team like your squad, the people that are going to carry you through. Of course, no group is perfect, right, Palm?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you seen Sex and the City?
Not lately.
Iconic, yes, right? Is Carrie a little toxic? Absolutely. Which is why we wanted to dedicate this episode to sharing how we got here and the mistake we made along the way. From the biggest highs to the fear that can creep in when dealing with a whole new world with a whole new team. It's vital to vet deal sponsors and scale your real estate portfolio without having to be a landlord. Yeah, you know, the things that you rather not deal with, like the 4 T's.
Tenants.
Toilets.
Trash and termites.
And yes, termite. You're right,
Palm. Ding, 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 ding. I won the prize.
You also won't want to deal with other accounting stuff or be responsible for upcoming executing the business plan, right?
It's also important to talk through these things because stress is not what we're about. And there are ways to alleviate that when you start feeling it that way. You want to make the bigger impact and make sure that your life is better for you and those around you and ultimately gain financial freedom. You wouldn't want to hire someone for a specific role or job, just anyone, right?
Not at all.
The same is to be considered when dealing with deal sponsors. You want to find the right team that can work for you. Think of this process as choosing your coworker. Remember being in the office and avoiding that weird HR lady that started making passive-aggressive comments about your work attire?
Uh-huh.
Less of her, more of the cool BFFs that you want to deal with and also go to happy hours with.
So, where do you find, say, cool partners, aka apartment deal sponsors? Well, Google is a start, right, Palm?
Mm-hmm.
As well as podcasts, real estate meetups, and personal referrals. And today we want to talk about the 5 distinctions to consider when vetting an apartment deal sponsor.
So distinction number 1, if it's not a hell yes, well, it's a hell no. What does this mean? It means that you have to check their work before investing with them. Are they someone that other people have worked with before? Check with your other passive investors, aka people just like you, and go with your guts. You wouldn't want your first date to go on without you properly social media stalking them, right?
Okay, so, well, join their mailing list, check out their social, become a fangirl or fanboy of their work. Like, you do it for free with Michael B. Jordan, so why not do it with someone who can actually help you make money at the same time? You have to get to a place where you're confident that this person will do right by you. A hell yes from yourself. However, we have a few confessions of our own to make, right? We haven't exactly been stellar at this in the past. Take a seat right now. We got a story for you.
Okay, so here we go. So we were bright eyes filled with wonders, just a couple of gals who discovered the power of apartment syndication. And we couldn't wait to get started. Our first passive investment was so great. The location was great. It was totally a dream. Located in Dallas near Love Field Airport, there was tons of foot traffic. So while we were super excited about the investment opportunity, what we weren't so stoked about was the fact that it was a mixed-use building. So for those who don't know, a mixed-use building is a building that blends several different functions, like residential, commercial, retail, entertainment, into a common area. So we had some questions, namely, would this be a good investment for us? And will it really fit into our internal investment criteria? However, we decided to continue with the deal anyway. Cue the trash fire that was 2020 and the take no prisoners chokehold that year had on us, especially retail. Though the apartment's rental collection was at an all-time high, because the building is mixed use, the apartment sponsor stopped the distribution. In fact, all but one local bike shop continued to pay rent. Shout out to the bike shop though. Moral of the story, go with your gut. In order to remain true to yourself, you have to define your own internal investment criteria. Anything outside of that definition is not going to work. We would have rather have taken our sweet time until we found the investment that actually fit our goals.
So true. Now, let's get into distinction number two. Have you ever been around a person and had a thought that this person just gets me? Maybe it was the first time you met your partner, your best friend, or even your local barista who knows your order by heart. The same needs to be true of the relationship between you and your apartment deal sponsor. We're going to say something that might freak some of you out, especially our people who have commitment issues. But this relationship should be something long-term and built on trust. You should feel really comfortable with this person. Our favorite questions to ask when vetting someone is, would we want to drink wine and share a charcuterie board with them? If the answer is no, then no it is, right, Paul? For everything. If you couldn't bond over Brie, then they gotta Gouda go.
Yes, no Brie, no Gouda. If you don't feel that connection, then why on earth are you gonna wire over $50,000 or even $100,000 to this person? It doesn't add up. Another test we like to do, which we heard from a podcast previously, is so-called the Starbucks test. So how this works is, after you go through a virtual or a phone interview with a potential candidate, for the second interview or check-in, she may ask to meet with you in person at Starbucks. The person who actually explained this said that she'll purposely get there late because she wants to check a couple of things. One, she wants to see if the deal sponsor gets there late as well. And if they get there early, will they call and ask her if they can get her a drink while they wait? How they respond will be a really big indicator of if you should go with this person or not. If they're thoughtful and understanding, this is someone that you can work with. But if they are like not in a really good mood waiting for you, then maybe this is not the right person because they're not considered of something that caused you to be late.
Our third distinction is the referral works best. When it comes to picking the people who we want to invest with, we almost always select people who are referred to us. When we invest with someone who is mutual friend or colleague of someone else we know, it make it feels a bit safer, right? Mm-hmm. Would you agree, mm-hmm. Paul?
Yeah.
These days is our preferred method when it comes to investing with someone else, instead of just investing with someone like at random. Think of it like being set up on a blind date versus your BFF setting you up like her husband, best friend. I mean, your first question might be, hello, why is he single? And what's wrong with him? I know that's kind of normal question, but hey, he got more solid reference than that random Tinder swipe. Usually only the best people are personally referred to work with, so it's a no-brainer, right? The way for you to get this conversation started is to do what we do and start asking your friends, your people, like anyone that you know, hey, do you know anyone we could invest with that has solid references? You might have seen those ads off the side of the highway that look a little sketch. Advertising to invest by calling a number. I mean, we've seen them all the time, right? But you can totally get to that, go to that route as long as they are 506c offering. This way works for a lot of people. It's just not a surefire bet like personal referrals usually.
Let's move on to distinction number 4. Now, there's no easy way of saying this, and we're saying this with all the love in our hearts. You have to get over your fear. Look, we can't sit here and praise all the incredible awesomeness that comes with passive investing without getting real. There are risks involved, but there are also such things as calculated or mitigated risk. We would have never invested money we couldn't afford to lose. At the time, we had disposable income and wanted to do something with it, or rather, have it do something for us. You need to examine what you can afford to lose. If your investment loses money, you can still pay your mortgage, put food on the table, put gas in your car, right? Essentially, you can still afford to lose the money. So start slow and steady.
Those are great questions to ask. Will I be okay? Those are a really good question. Well, guys, repeat after us. There is no right time to invest. Good. Investing is always going to feel a little bit scary, but if you're serious about this, at some point, you're going to have to make that leap. Pom, have you ever heard Napoleon said, do not wait, your time will never be right?
Yeah, definitely.
And whew, does that sit with us, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure a few of you are listening today. Please hear this. We don't regret our day going into passive investing. We're able to fund our dreams and expand our lifestyle beyond our wildest imagination. And that same can be true for you. Remember, no more 2 a.m. night sweats here. Just financial freedom and some good night rest for once.
True wealth comes from your money making money for you while you're out, you know, living your life. Hanging out with friends, spending time with your loved ones, not making you work as an excuse for you not being able to do things that you love. Don't let exchange of your time for money be the reason why you feel stuck. You also have to learn the art of not comparing yourself to others when you're first starting out. We know how easy of a trap that can be. Trust your team and know that your money will be having a bigger impact. Go slowly, but patiently. And most importantly, listen to the words of our Lord and Savior, Oprah Winfrey. Run your race, but stay in your lane.
Finally, the fifth consideration. Ask for those track records when it comes to potential apartment deal sponsors. A lot of times people have their own websites so you can review their projects or their properties and track records. If they don't have them visible, then just ask for them.
Other things to consider. How many deals do they have under management? What are you looking at here is for consistency. Look for what they do. Are they doing light value adds, Class B and C apartment properties, or are they all over the board with their investments, including other niches like storage units or mobile home? Also look for different strategies like turnarounds and momentum plays. Consistency is a character trait that shows that they can stay with you and have experience in what you are also looking to achieve.
So there it is, your top 5 distinctions when considering apartment deal sponsor. And do you think we're going to leave you hanging? Should we?
No, never.
We hope not. Check out our show notes at thekittysisters.com/podcast for your freebie download, the Apartment Syndication Survival Guide. As always, don't forget to check out our website to join the Kitty Freedom Club, a passive investment club for ordinary people like you. Who knows, you could find your next apartment deal sponsor there.
Hint, hint. Like what you're hearing, hit the 5-star review and leave us a quick note. We do read everyone's feedback and are so appreciative of your support. Talk soon. We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.